This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Emergency services were still searching the sea and coastline in Cutro, Italy, amid stormy weather on Sunday following a deadly migrant shipwreck. The death toll has risen to 59, including 12 children, an official said on Sunday. The number of dead is set to rise further, she added. She said survivors had said some 140 to 150 people were on board, suggesting some migrants were still missing. The vessel carrying people from Afghanistan, Iran, and several other countries sank in rough sea conditions near the region that forms the tip of Italy's boot. Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian homes late on Sunday near the occupied West Bank city of Nablus after a Palestinian gunman killed two Israeli brothers as they were driving. One Palestinian was killed during attacks by the settlers on houses and cars, according to Palestinian officials. Video obtained by Reuters showed settlers blocking a street, lighting fires, and throwing stones towards Palestinian homes. The coronavirus pandemic likely arose from a Chinese laboratory leak, the U.S. Department of Energy now says, according to media. Although the White House maintained Sunday that American intelligence remains divided on the issue, the determination, noted in a classified report by Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines' office, the Wall Street Journal reported, marks a shift by the Energy Department, which had previously said it was undecided on how the virus emerged. The conclusion, reportedly the result of new intelligence, is nevertheless significant because the department oversees a network of national laboratories, including some that do advanced biological research.